8-foot gator.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's what I call my downstairs, man. Hey, man, don't fuck with that 8-foot gator, man.
No, it's happening.
What's the? Have you seen that video of that dude? I guess he's like a fucking dude on meth or something, but he's hanging out like on the side of a road, like on the emergency lane, and there's like a crocodile out there, and it's like he's trying to fuck with it. I'm like, dude, that thing's going to take your arm and just shake it right off. And sure enough, the fucking thing grabs his arm, and he's fucking doing shaking
looks
his
like
head.
A toy in a dog's
mouth.
Yeah, it
looks mouth. Like a kid just,
yeah.
Not a kid, but a dog. I mean, kids are, dogs are kids. Sort of.
Well, out you know, so I learned something this week. I never knew
that. I did too, but you go first.
I never knew there were crocodiles in Florida.
I don't know what the difference is, man. I know they look a lot the same.
Saltwater and...
Well, crocodiles have a pointed snout and an overbite. Their teeth are always on the outside.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
With like cool
yeah. Well, I didn't know for... So... Well,
that sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, the fridge them. Open.
Ah!
I know, I suck. No, sorry, guys. I just went in there. Ah, it's Bill.
Mark the time. And thank you.
He just went in there.
I went in there.
Oh, all right, so crocodiles have the overbite and their longer snout.
Longer snout, yeah.
And the gators have...
But I never knew this, and apparently all these people are excited in Florida because what happened...
What happened was...
I guess they were endangered. I never knew it. They existed. I knew they had alligators down there. But nobody's seen crocodiles in Florida for years, and now all of a sudden they're, like, popping up. So they were endangered in the 70s and 80s, but apparently they're on their way back.
Maybe they're all, like, fucking the gators and the crocodiles. Maybe it's like an intra-species orgy or something.
Well, Florida's kind of our Australia, right? A little
yeah,
bit. Yeah, that's where all the poisonous snakes
are. They're down under.
Yeah. So
it's the bullsack of America, yeah.
Like Godzilla's running around down there.
Zero.
Oh, got the clinky.
He's got to go. Mm-hmm. All right, cheers, fellas.
Happy Saturday, hey, fellas.
Yeah. Welcome.
This is
Warning. This show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh my goodness, that was delicious. What was that clinky there, Billy?
I think that's the Italian one.
The fancy name thing?
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black Coffee Brew Liqueur.
That is good.
They need
good
to send us shit. Some fucking shirts.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they need to be our next... we'll have to keep that to ourselves. That's our next sponsor. Welcome back, everyone, to the Metal Nerdery Podcast in the beautiful Tri-County Metal Nerdery
Bunker Poon.
Apocalypse Bunker Poon Industrial Service area.
Whoa.
That's a lot to swallow there.
That's a mouthful.
It's like a got Billiam.
That's me.
Way over yonder way. We got Russell.
I'm fucking happy to be here.
Down in the holler today, and we got the Wheeler. Hey! And just enjoying some delicious clinkiness here. Russell, how about this episode's beer of the episode?
Well, guess what, fellas? Cue that funky music.
If you want to skip the nonsense and go straight to the meat of the episode, check the show notes for the hashtag docket or skip to around the 20-minute mark.
This is out of Athens, Georgia, Terrapin Brewery.
That's right down the road.
We've probably done this one before, but since it is opening season for baseball coming up.
Say open season.
Well, this is the Los Bravos, named after the Atlanta Braves.
Is it for real, or is it just the...
No, they sell this at the Braves Stadium.
Oh, okay.
It's the Braves colors. And it is I'm not going to read it because I got sunglasses on. Let's see. Los Bravos, Mexican-style lager. I can't read that shit. And crisp, slightly sweet, and it's perfectly balanced by using the... Yeah, I can't... A variety of hops.
Dude.
Anyway.
You need to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah, well, I got contacts.
Or you need a telescope. You want me to read it?
No, I need light. Go ahead.
Los Bravos Mexican style lager is crisp, slightly sweet, and is perfectly balanced by using three varieties of hops with its roots firmly planted from traditional Vienna style lagers. This beer complements any spicy dish and helps keep any fiesta fueled.
All right, let's give her a crack.
Was it? Was it? I was going to say that wasn't racist, was
no,
it?
No, that was beautiful.
Okay, cool. I just want to check.
Okay. And the verdict.
Fucking
good beer.
Clean. It's got a good, what's the, did we get an
ABV? It's a low. It's like a 4.5.
It's got day drinking vibes to it.
It's like
that's like pool vibes.
Yeah, this is pool beer. Okay. Yeah, that's good shit.
It's good pool beer.
It's good baseball beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hanging out by the pool, watching baseball.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Sony Watchmen. Remember those?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Little bitty TVs that are about before cell phones, you know, TVs like that.
I had an antenna, like, it was like 4 foot long. Yeah, I remember that shit. I got one of those. I got the Sears brand. You know, I didn't get the Sony. My grandparents didn't have it like that. But they did get me one of those little fucking things. And it did not work worth a shit. Like, you could pick up, like, Andy Griffith. That was basically it. Right. You could sit there and watch Andy Griffith episodes.
But. Some aluminum foil on them rabbit ears and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's what I learned this week. Talking about learning stuff.
Damn.
I thought it was good timing.
I love goblin cock. Yeah. No, I already knew that. I didn't learn that. That's not something new I've learned. But apparently porn is everywhere on IG. I don't know if y'all knew this or not.
Porn?
Softcore porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, the moms, like, you know, breastfeeding their children.
What, the butts there.
Which I kind of feel like,
but the butt hole's covered. Breastfeeding.
They're just like, you know, hey, give me your random kid. I'm going to hold it up to my tits so I can get some views on
Instagram. That's not porn, dude. That's
it's kind of porn. Or like, you know, the girls that, like, you know, sometimes I just love a good roast beef sandwich. And it's like, you know, they're like going commando or whatever.
What?
But I figure it out. Here's how to tell.
The fuck?
If your woman is probably like a social media porn star, if she's got one of those like little, I call it like a phone clip, like a whore handle on the back of the phone, you know, where they like hold it.
Yeah, my wife has one of those, bro.
Okay, no offense. But I mean, I feel like if they've got one of those,
I don't know.
Probably on the
many
socials,
people that
go
don't.
To the reels.
Yeah, what
do they do? What does that thing do?
It holds the fucking phone so you don't drop it
while you're filming your amateur porn.
Yeah, so you can hold the phone like this.
Okay. Yeah.
And film amateur porn.
Instead of doing it like this.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense if you get lube all over your fingers or natural juices.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just things I noticed, dude. Sorry. It's just something I learned. All right. But anyway, speaking of the social media, in addition to porn, you can also check out us on social media.
We're there.
At Metal Nerdery Podcast on the Facefuck and the YouVoobs and the Instatits.
YouVoobs.
And the Face Drams. Yeah, you boob.
Boob.
You can also send us a voicemail, which we don't have any.
We don't have any of this.
But we'll still do the number because we still want to hear your voice at 980-666-8182. But more importantly, if you want to email us, you can also email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com.
We got a few. I don't think we...
Before we start, let's give a shout out to the...
Newest Patreon.
Oh, the motherfucker is giving us a
the
dime
newest.
Or two.
So we got the Daryl's whammy bar still out there.
See. God bless Daryl.
And we got Darius's whammy bar. And I don't know if he's got a whammy bar, but
and
he's
you gotta
out
mention
there.
The man's fucking
road
playlist.
Trip metal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's growing with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
Like my cack.
Yeah, so we got some email. We don't have a lot of voicemail or any voicemail
any
this
voicemail,
week.
Yeah.
But we do have some emails, some fun, good stuff. We got one from Bob from Ohio. Good stuff. Say, greetings, metal boys. I must say that listening to your podcast is a highlight of my week. Thank
God
you for
bless
that, Bob.
You. I'm sorry.
Now I got a weird story for, I got to do a discussion or debate, whatever you want to call it, one of those alphabet people, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's only half of it, dude. That's like a fraction of them. There's like a whole shitload of other letters.
Yeah, they conquered the entire alphabet.
At least that's what I call alphabet people. This guy was saying that heavy metal was not kind to them and that it should be banned or not listened to at all. And anybody that did felt the same way. Well, I said women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Any other gender must be from Uranus. That didn't go over well. But then again, there were a few IPAs involved. I almost thought they said IPAs. I'm like, what is that?
IPAs.
I know, now I get it. In all seriousness, I love your show, and I'm planning on coming to Georgia for a show in July. Maybe I can meet you guys. Who knows?
Tell us what show, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It better be a good one, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I'm
Bob,
not going to fucking Poison. All right? So.
Nah, we're not going to do that. Bob, you are a blessing, sir, so thank you for that.
Thanks, Bob.
We got an email here from Geoff.
Geoff.
Excellent.
Tate?
I don't know if it's him, but it might be the Ghost Rider for Scream from the Balls. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you so much for providing awesome entertainment every week for the past few years.
You're so welcome.
Well, it is awesome entertainment. He's right.
Is it?
He's obviously saying so.
Whatever.
I recently sent you guys an email asking some questions around going to my first metal show. I didn't get a mention, so I thought you may think I'm a little on the edge and not quite right. Dude, anybody who listens to this show is a little on the edge and not quite right, but I digress. It is true, I'm a little disturbed, but in a good way. Well, that's good. Yeah. Anyway, I did go to my first metal show, Machine Head and Fear Factory.
Fucking good one.
Nice, that's a
good
choice. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was fucking awesome. The venue sold out 2,200 guests. I took earplugs. Good man, you got to watch for the hearing.
You got to take care of your hearing.
But took them out as they distorted the sound quality. Everyone had a great time, including my three sons. We were all itching to go to our next show.
Fuck yeah.
As mentioned in the previous email, it's a long drive from where I live to get to a capital city to see a show. 5 hours. That's dedication. So we have to plan accommodation, etc. I know I'm rambling. Anyway, I was so pumped I had to let you know. You guys keep a 52-year-old dude happy each and every week. Fuck keep up the fantastic work, and thank you. P.S. I'm going to have to read this in the accent because I think G.F. Mulbay from Down Under.
No, I think he's probably in the Midwest somewhere.
But I don't know. P.S. There was a local Brisbane band that started the show, We the Hollow. Maybe one for the shitter, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Where's Brisbane?
Australia, dude.
Oh, well, I am fucking stupid.
All right. It's Brisbane, Ohio. It's right there.
Yeah, well,
it's right there next to East Palestine, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking could be Quebec.
Thank you, Geoff.
Fuck. Jesus.
It's Quebec, Texas. You never heard of that? Just play out there.
Yeah, fuck you.
5 hours for a show. That's dedication.
That is dedication.
That's true dedication.
God damn. So Australia, so he had to cross like all the koala fields.
He probably saw a couple kangaroos and koalas had to fight and gators a kangaroo. Having a rumble.
Jesus. Yeah.
Warriors, come out to play.
Oh, that's a good movie, dude. Nice reference.
I never saw it, but I've
You never
it.
Saw that movie.
No, I didn't what see movie? It.
Warriors. The Warriors from like late 70s.
I don't know.
About a New York gang. And they're all at a big swap meet.
It looks like something you would see on cable at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Great, dude. I've seen that movie probably like 10 times. It's one of those. It was. When I was a kid, it was like that HBO movie that came on at like, you know, midnight or whatever. Yeah. Ah, so good. So fucking good.
5 hours. That'd be like driving to beyond Asheville.
It'd be like going to Destin, like going to the beach to catch a show.
Man, that's a...
That's a fucking drive.
That's logistics. That is dedication and logistics.
Well, you know what? Good for you, man. I'm glad it was fucking Machine Head. Yeah. Jesus. That's a great fucking band.
And Fear
band.
Factory.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Both of those bands live would be. Ooh. And, GF, we're making an assumption that you're from Down Under, given the Brisbane reference. But if that's actually like Brisbane, Tennessee, then just let us know.
Yeah, God bless you.
And we'll give Brisbane, Tennessee a shout out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm guessing it's probably Down Under. You had to fight a couple of koalas on the way.
Fucking cunt.
Beat up the kangaroos at the merch table, mate. Yeah.
All they do is sit around and get stoned all the time.
I know. Right? Koalas.
You want to play some of this We the Hollow?
Yeah, let's do it. Surely. Let's play this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. If it's Australia, it's going to be good.
I don't know why it paused.
Yeah. Because machines are sentient, dude. Definitely creepy keyboards. It's like Kiss meets Slipknot, sort of.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
No, it's not.
I mean, with the masks and stuff, dude, kind of.
Don't talk about Bill's band like that. Right? Oh, that's creepy as fuck.
I actually like the masks.
I do too.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if Kiss wore masks, you'd have been all right with it?
No.
Okay.
Because it's the music.
No, they look cool as shit.
It's the music.
Yeah, they look cool, but the music does not match.
Hey, Detroit Rock City is a good song, Bill, and you know it.
Is it, though?
It is. It's pretty good. It's not even. I like that riff.
Fucking heavy.
Let's go. Beat kind of alternates too.
Fuck yeah. I like the setting to the world on fire.
Yeah, I mean it is. Yeah. So.
Yep, there's the singing. I knew it was coming.
It kind of has like Slipknot vibes. Maybe a little less extreme Slipknot. Like Slipknot Engage. See what they do?
I like it.
It's almost got Killswitch Engage vibes.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah. Slipknot Engage.
Good call.
Thank you, Geoff. That was
appreciated.
Lovely.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
Did Slipknot kind of invent that style?
Of what, the groove?
No. Of the like the heaviest shit, and then now we're gonna sing and blah blah blah.
I would say Korn. I think Korn did.
Well, that was kind of happening in the 90s. Well, let's see. Slipknot didn't come around to what, 99-ish? That was when the first album came out.
Yeah, but he wasn't like singing like Slipknot sings.
Like melodic style?
I mean, a little bit. But it's a little bit different. But
Slipknot might have been close to the beginning.
Because
definitely influenced.
Yeah, certainly influenced, because Slipknot is a lot heavier and faster and whatever.
Slipknot's more thrash than Korn.
Than Korn.
But Korn
maybe kind of
started.
So
you take you take Korn, you take Pantera.
And Slayer.
And
Sepultura.
Then you get Slipknot, kind of.
Yeah. Right. But I don't think Slipknot started really, I mean, they were probably the first heavier band to do that. Like, that was kind of the lead up before, like, the alternate screamo.
One of the first ones.
He didn't really... I would say on the first album, he only sang on Wait and Bleed. Yeah, everything else was just... Rah, rah, rah.
Really?
Well, the first one was way more heavy than the rest of them. But, I mean...
Well, as far as the singing...
Once the boundaries got blurred between the Stone Sour stuff and the Slipknot stuff, the singing kind of took more... Yeah. But that was still kind of like the 2000s was sort of the beginning of the aggro vocals and then the singing.
Right. Yeah. And that's really how it bands are today.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Slipknot has a lot to do with it. I'm not saying they're not, I don't think they started it, but they're definitely influenced.
They're definitely Mavericks, Russell.
Yeah. They're Mavericks.
They're trailblazing freaking Mavericks.
They are. We need to do a show on Slipknot.
One of the pioneers, I guess, maybe.
We've already done a show on Slipknot, but we need to do an album dive.
Yeah, the first album will be a good album dive to do.
Iowa.
It
starts with an I. I know that much.
That's where potatoes come from.
Yeah, fucking the potato famine.
They come from the corn country.
2001.
Corn first machine head, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I've got a few reflections.
Oh,
That's
what we're overdue for. See,
that was the week, though. The past 2 weeks, I guess.
Past 2 weeks. Yeah. Pretty good. I'd like to take the time to apologize for, I remember your lovely wife sent me home with a sample of that soup chili stuff.
Yeah. And you didn't eat it?
I forgot about it and I didn't eat it. By the time I got ready to debate on eating it, I was like, oh shit, it's been several days and I don't remember when they said they made it. And then I was like, then I was afraid to eat it and thought I was going to have food poisoning and possibly die or something. And I was like, not really die, but I know there's a week timeline usually, like from the time you make it until, you might want to go ahead and wrap this up.
Here's the thing, Matthew. It's not going to kill you. The worst it's going to do is give you the shits. And every once in a while, a good case of the shits
cleans you out.
It's not that bad of a thing. I mean, it's not.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to be able to make it today because I can't walk 5 feet without shitting my pants.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, that next day, you feel good. You're like you got a spring in your step.
The last time I had the shits like that, it was really weird. I literally pooped out what looked like 3 billiard ball-sized balls of poop, which is just bizarre.
And that's wrong.
After that, it was just like, dark and dirty coffee for like, every 10 minutes.
No, I'm talking about when you can shit through like a screen door. Right. Those are the good ones, right?
Well, I mean, that's what was after. It was like
there's nothing left.
It looked like that, basically.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
A toilet full of that.
Water. Yeah. It's water.
Butt coffee.
It's super.
That's what I call
butt
it.
Coffee.
Butt coffee. I brewed up a pot of butt coffee for you.
Dude, there was some serious.
I call it water butt.
Butt coffee.
Yeah, water butt, same thing. Oh, that's
water,
why we
water
have.
Water butt, butt poop, butt coffee.
This right here is why 4% of our listeners are female. 4%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere if that's even accurate, I'm thinking one. Probably.
Somewhere out there, there's ladies that are like, dude, they got the scat humor.
They're doing the windshield wiper right now, listening to this. Right.
And they're holding on to their phone with a little whore handle on the back, the phone clip. That's it.
That's what it is.
All right,
or whore handle. It depends.
So some cool shit that I've seen.
Reflections.
Well, I was going to tell you guys, I went back and listened to 72 Seasons, the newest Metallica album, and Death Magnetic and Hardwired. And I've kind of got it figured out. Death Magnetic is Injustice for All Part 2. I mean, with all the fucking progressive, like million riff songs.
I could see that aspect of it, but I kind of felt like that was the album that should have probably come out after the Black Album.
I'm thinking before.
Like all the Load stuff and all the St. Anger stuff could have just been wiped away, and they could have just bumped that one right after the Black Album.
That's where I'm at with 72 Seasons. Like, it's the Black Album Part 2, I think.
Interesting.
It's better song for song. And, you know, we recently did the Loads and song for song, 72 Seasons is, I'm sorry, it's better than both of the Load albums by far.
Well, I mean, you don't have to reach hard to beat that.
Well, I thought my memory of the Load albums were they weren't that bad. They just weren't metal. You know what I mean? They were good rock albums.
50% bone. They didn't give you like a big throbbing, ready to go rock albums.
They weren't metal. Fucking 72 Seasons is a good metal record. But if you listen song for song to it with a Black Album, goddamn, it's similar.
Similar how? Like tracking or just the cadence of it?
To me, it seems a little. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but the songs that I have heard, it seems a little faster than the Black Album.
A little bit, but can we play one song just for my play? Sleep, Walk My Life Away, and tell me it's not fucking Enter Sandman.
It's not like he asked you to play Kiss, bro. You're over there like, oh, okay, fine.
I just want to have a little fun here.
You know, it's funny. I actually listened to Destroyer in its entirety the other day.
But
just because of Mixon's voice, man.
I do want you to. There's going to be a part we're going to skip to like this heavy. There's a heavy part in this song that's like, holy fuck, it's probably the heaviest thing they've played in years. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Sleepwalk.
Nice aggro, ugly bass.
It's already heavier than anything on the Black Album.
Starting with the bass. Yeah. Fucking Enter Sandman.
Or like Thorn Within, kind of.
I'm telling you, the riff itself played a little different.
Thorn Within the Sandman.
Yeah.
That bass is aggro as shit, though.
When it comes in, though, it's almost Enter Sandman.
Yeah, it is. It comes in.
No, the beginning Enter Sandman. Fucking Robert Trujillo, one of the best metal bass players out there.
Well, they should utilize him.
Goddamn, production's good.
Yeah.
Same speed.
I can kind of hear it, yeah. Mid tempo.
I think James sounds good on this one.
Yeah. Considering he's more pushing 60.
Yeah. 55 probably when they recorded it, but yeah. How long is this song?
About the 2 minute mark.
Yeah, that's where we're at. All right, go to the 3 minute mark. Yeah. Come on. That's good shit right there. Yeah, it's kind of almost got me. That's riffage. That's Hetfield at his best right there. Anyway. That's good shit. I mean,
sometimes when you hear a good riff like that, it does kind of give you a little
metal bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was, like I said, I was listening to that, and I'm like, It's a good album. It really is. It's a fucking good album.
It's a yellow album for sure, man. Yeah.
And
like, you know what? Black album was black.
Yeah.
They should have called that one yellow.
This one right here is yellow. And I also gave Life is But a Dream by Avenged another listen. And I know I've really kind of talked that album up. Pimped my word. I want to do a fucking album dive on that, dude. Yeah. That album's fucking... It's so Pink Floyd in a way. It's just... It's weird.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. So at some point, we're going to do an album dive of that. We'll do an album dive at Dream Theater or something. And we'll do... Just for Bill, we'll do Kiss Destroyer.
Yes.
And we'll
not even.
Not even. Which I listened to that the other day. And
Destroyer?
Yeah.
The album?
The album. It's, there's not a song called Destroyer.
You should know, bro.
I wish they had a song called Destroyer. But you know what? As a kid, like hearing that in like first grade and stuff, that was kind of mind-blowing. Yeah.
First grade, sure.
Because you're watching the Muppets and then you're listening to Kiss, right?
So I mean, as sixth grade, as a child, sixth grade, not so much, But I remember as a kid, I was like, "Holy shit, this is cool. Amazing!" Yeah, it was cool in first grade.
Well, thank you for indulging me.
Yeah, we indulged.
Yeah, we might have to do it. Well, it's way down the list, but we'll probably have to do it now. Well,
I mean, we can always put the things in souffle. They don't always have to be chronological.
Well, next would be Death Magnetic.
Yeah.
Because we just did for the Patreon.
Wait a minute. You can say it over here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I get confused, man. Like, I don't know what you can say on Metal Nerdery Podcast and what you can say on Patreon.
You can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Jesus,
and
dude.
We may or may not give you shit for it.
Right, okay, that's fine.
That's part of the show.
That's part of the Metal Nerdery Podcast experience show.
So,
but Matrix. Hopefully by the time this is aired, The Saint Anger will be on the Patreon.
The P-Channel.
Yeah. Yes.
That was brutal a little bit. We got through it, but it was brutal.
We did get through it.
I really feel the need to pee.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Wasn't that a Tom Cruise quote?
Frost.
Okay, that's true.
Speaking of Frost, we got to do some
Celtic. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Maybe if we do that, we could stumble upon that song that I swear to God I know is a fucking Celtic Frost song.
We need to do?
How about we do that next?
A Wreckage Radio special.
There we go.
All the shit that we heard.
It would basically just be our shit. It's just... Every like obscure metal episode and all that stuff.
Eddie and Tommy and Adam and
And fucking do a Wreckage Radio. Yeah. God, I wish we had contact with it was Mark was one of the DJs and Tim.
Hopefully he listens to the show.
It was Tim and Mark were the two main guys.
Sounds like dudes that made game shows back in the '70s or something.
Well, same thing.
Mark Goodson, Bill Totson Productions, something like that. You remember that, right?
Not even.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's close.
Okay.
So do we need to pause while you pee?
Y'all do whatever you want.
I'm ready. Just go. Yeah. Just go, man.
Just go.
Just go. Ooh, that's warm.
Ooh. I'll be right back.
All right. We'll take a break
again. Protein positive booze.
Okay.
Protein positive.
Yeah. What? Here's some whiskey. It's got 18 grams of protein in it.
Oh, boobs.
He said booze.
Booze, but. Not boobs.
Oh, boobs.
Technically, boobs are nothing but protein, right? They're just fat sacks on the chest.
I like them, though.
Yeah. They're nice.
Some nice fat sacks.
But you know what? I'm not crazy about, I don't want to see mom tits on Instagram. I'm like, regular Stop tits it. Are fine. But, dude, they fucking pixelated out and everything.
Mom
and
it's tits just kinda... are the best, dude.
Yeah,
a tit.
I feel like some of these girls are like, look, these are some kids we just found in the street.
Healthy formula. Built in them,
almost
life giving.
I think maybe they're just like ladies that just want to show their tits out, and they're just like, "Hey, give me that kid."
That's
decoy. Well, because once they have a kid, they get fucking beautiful
decoy
man.
Tits.
God damn, those are the best tits in the world, right there.
Mom tits.
Yeah,
that is kind of a bucket list thing.
They're huge.
It'd
be totally nice to be able to suck on a mom's tits after she's had a kid.
Wow.
You're getting good, bro. Getting good.
I've been working on. You know what's funny? I think the bootleg edition, Bunker Poon bootleg, I felt like my Trump was like better than ever. Something about the reverb and stuff really added to it, added a whole lot to it. I thought it was very good. Thought it was very strong. Stronger than anything made in China. Totally stronger.
You're doing the
It's the mouth.
Yeah, it's the mouth. You got to do the mouth. Yeah.
You got to do the mouth. That's right.
Yeah,
do
the mouth. That's going to be a button. That's going to be a, button.
I'm sure. All right, for fuck's sake. What's
shall we do
docket?
It? Well, we should point out the fact that Bill just made a mention that we can't even get through a fucking Megadeth episode without playing Metallica. It's like, dude, that's just bad karma.
No. They're good now. They're buddies.
Yeah. Well,
they are.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
All right. So we're talking about Rust in Peace today because at some point we're going to do the 1990 death match, which will be Rust in Peace and Seasons. But we can't really do that fairly until we do a dive of this.
When did the Blackout? Was it Blackout 91?
Blackout was 91.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But technically, this was, let's see, this was Megadeth's, what, fourth? Is this your Justice? Kind of?
Yeah.
That's fair, because Countdown was basically
and
their
Blackout.
And
this is progressive as shit, yeah, like Justice. So.
Now, I've got one bone to pick about this, and I mentioned this to Billion before the show started. So, anybody out there who's heard the original version of Rust in Peace, which I'm sure everyone at this table has, remember how it sounded. The drums were like super tight. You know, this is with Nick Menza on drums. Yeah. Marty Friedman on guitar. It was basically after the whole So Far So Good thing fell apart.
Yeah.
And it sounded brutal. It sounded like bullets. I mean, it was aggressive and in your face.
Right.
And then in 2004, Megadeth re-released their whole catalog, and all the drums sounded the same. Like, all the personality and the impact seemed to be just erased from the drums. It was like they were...
Like they Sharon Osbourne'd it?
It just...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, almost like they compressed it to the point where it had no personality. It was like you just sort of removed the, there's no attack to it.
Well, did they do this to not pay the drummer royalties like Sharon Osbourne?
I don't know, but I mean, it did not sound as good. So whenever...
We're not sure what we're going to get.
Yeah, we're not sure what we're going to get, because I know some of them, they tried to like wipe the slate clean and get away with...
This one doesn't say stuff. It was remastered, so.
Okay, maybe it's the real one.
All right, we'll
know
see.
The difference.
All right, so.
September 1990.
This fucking album was game-changing, right? Yeah. You know, we had all the good thrash of the 80s, and, you know, then Metallica gave us a Black Album, and. Yeah, and I won't say that. Megadeth stayed true to their thrash roots. This album's definitely progressive. I wouldn't call it a thrash album. I would call it a really good heavy metal progressive. It has thrash moments, just like, you know.
Kind of progressive thrash, maybe. There's maybe. Even kind of almost Forbidden-esque moments in a way, because some of the stuff is so technical and instrumental.
Oh, God, it's so fucking... Marty Friedman on guitar was just a genius.
But this was light years beyond So Far So Good. Like, I like that album for what it is, but this was just
technicality,
so far
it's
beyond.
It's ridiculous. This is like the band Extreme playing thrash.
Well, basically. This was also after, I think...
I know that sounds weird, but...
David tried to, like, clean up his act and sort of go a little more soberish and...
Yeah.
I
would say this is definitely, in my opinion, the highlight of Megadeth. Like this one, the next one's really good, but this is their master, in my opinion.
Their master of justice?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Puppets for All?
Yeah.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Master of Justice and Puppets for All.
Fuck's wrong with you, man?
Dude, this came out 2 days before your birthday, dude, in 1990.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
2 days before you would have been?
Three.
17? Three days?
No, it's two, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It says release.
I was going to say, wait, because I thought your birthday was 826 and his was 926.
Yeah, okay. I'm 926. That's my daughter's birthday, actually. Okay. 24th. So, yeah.
Well, son of a biscuit, man.
Let's see.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
Goddamn straight.
Dang-o, fucking dang-o.
13 years after this, my daughter was born. There you go.
Wow. Boom. I was going to say, doesn't it only take like 9 months for a baby to get here?
Yes. I don't know, man.
That's a lot of math.
Oh, okay.
That's too much math.
That was, you still were in high school.
In 90? Yeah.
Banging girls that would eventually be on Instagram.
Those were the days.
We call those the highlight reels.
The highlight reels.
My wife doesn't listen to this. I'm good. Until she does. Actually, Matthew, I never had sex until I met my wife.
Liar.
All right.
Look at this guy.
That was some hair. That's bordering on like him and Dime could have opened like their own hair boutique.
Well, what boutique. Marty was doing those guitar albums before Megadeth.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like he was Yngwie, doing like shred stuff. Yeah. Well, he did like the cacophony stuff with Jason Becker.
Yeah, oh my God. Before he got all fucking ridiculous, too.
That was some good shit.
Yeah.
And that dude is, I mean, they're both set guitar players, but to watch Jason Becker is almost kind of like a thing of legend, because he'll be sitting there just wheelie-wooing all over the place.
I love those wheelie-woos.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
All right.
I asked him to play my wedding. He was great player.
Oh, this was definitely the highlight of Mustaine's hair, too. Look at that shit. That's glorious.
That now for the fucking Dave Mustaine hair highlight corner.
Yeah, glorious ginger fucking mop.
Easy.
This is the 20th anniversary, if that's what you're...
Yeah. Wow. So he's had beautiful hair for years, dude. Very true. Just haven't appreciated it like everybody else has.
God, you know what the problem is doing an album dive on something like this? There are so many great moments that we're going to miss.
That's right. Why we have tentacles, dude.
Yeah.
They know how to guide us.
God, what a fucking great album. Tornado of Souls. That's probably my favorite song on the album.
Really?
That's a good one, dude. That riff is killer.
That opener, though, there's nothing really that compares to that opener.
All right, let's go.
Keep an eye out on the drums.
Ah, the good drums. These are the good drums.
These are the best drums ever. Totally the best drums. It sounds so tight.
Fucking tight it. A bat's ass.
I love the way this builds, too.
Of that amp blowing. You know what I mean? It's goddamn, it's so good. This might have been that album where I was like, his voice is fucking good. It matches right. What they're doing.
It took a few records to get there, but this is kind of probably the showcase for them, for sure. Showcase moment.
Dave Mustaine's a blessing.
Indeed, a blessing.
And there's so much more to that song that we just cut off. That's we can't play the whole fucking album.
Yeah,
I get it.
I mean, we could, but
God, there's so much good shit in it. Yeah, what you.
Yeah.
God damn, that's good.
And that's the longest song on the album, too.
It is.
6.5 minutes.
Yeah. That's the next one's a great one. Got to go with fucking
Hangar. Jump around a little bit on that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's got some, a lot of moments.
Yeah.
See, this to me, it's not thrash. It's
kind of more punky.
Yeah, a little bit punk rock. It's a classic metal album.
Even that riff.
Yeah, it's definitely a good heavy metal record.
Yeah.
Up there with Power Slave and...
Yeah, that's fair. Dude, Junior back there.
Yeah.
And Maiden vibes.
Very Maiden.
Yeah. A little bit like Walk This Way,
right?
Like an inversion of it. Listen,
it's classic.
Yeah, it's almost like Walk This Way and Wake Up Dead kind of together. That part, that's Dave,
yeah.
Lots of Johns.
One more. it's a guitar player. It's fucking so good. Mecca.
That's a guitar bone album all day long.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, anybody else, I mean, it's still a good bass album. It's a good drum album. But for guitar players, when that came out, it was like, dude, can you play fucking...
It's a jerk off album.
Anything off of that? It's like, yeah.
Dude, can you play it?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but can you play it?
The Ron White joke where he's talking about getting kicked out of the bar. He's like, these bouncers are like the kind of bouncers that watch Roadhouse and jerk off. This is a guitar album that guitar players
just... Did you know they're re-releasing fucking Roadhouse?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. I already watched it.
It's already out?
Yeah, I watched it.
With Jake Gyllenhaal and Fighter ago. Dude. Is it Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Or Conor McHugh?
All right.
Or...
Yeah, can I give you my 30-second review?
Please. Yeah. Considering it's remade and it's basically a 35-year-old movie that's been redone.
Did you ever watch the original
release? I watched the first one.
Shitty fucking movie.
It's awesome, dude. I had fucking awesome. Jeff Healy.
Excuse me. Watch it now?
No, excuse me. It's a great guy movie.
Be nice until it's time to not be nice.
But the movie sucked. I mean, it's a terrible movie.
Dude, it's got Sam Elliott.
Acting,
in it.
Agreed.
Yeah, sure.
But the acting, the story wise, it's cheesy.
That's what the 80s were.
Dude, it is so much cheesier than Top Gun. It's like,
I didn't watch Top Gun, so I don't know. I can't speak to it. I didn't see it.
The original?
Never saw it.
Wow.
You fucking communist.
Girl, you tripping.
I'm just saying, never saw it.
All right, so here's what the new...
Is it even close to the first one?
You know what it is? It's the same fucking thing. It's a mindless hour and a half of fighting, and yeah, it's funny.
But is it at a bar, like an actual bar? Or?
Yeah, but instead of Texas, I think the original was like a roadhouse in Texas. Yeah. It's in the Florida Keys. So it's got a tropic kind of feel to it.
Great. It's Miami Vice Roadhouse.
Yeah, kind of.
Be nice until they take away your pastels and your Ferrari.
All right. It's right. Not going to win a fucking Oscar. It's a shitty movie.
What? It's a shitty movie, baby. What, baby?
But so was the original. Ultimately.
The original was not a shitty movie.
It was, dude.
It's a classic, and if you liked it back then, it's a classic to you. Then
I have friends on Facebook that have a problem with the new one because it's different, and I'm like,
but really? That's the Hollywood way, though.
Go like, back take something and that watch was awesome. It. Go back and watch the original.
It's called take something awesome.
Not a good movie.
And make a mediocre, half-ass attempt at
honestly, if this would have been an original movie without the other one ever nobody existing, would care. Nobody would give a fuck. It's just
that's what's so sad about it, though. It's like they could have called it anything else.
30 minutes of.
But they're so fucking unoriginal, they can't even come up with a fucking different name that, we got a fucking trail on the coattails of this one.
Well, they do that with everything now, but I mean.
I know, but it's still shit, though.
Jake Gyllenhaal's fine. He's good. Really? I mean, he's.
So you're saying.
As good of an actor as fucking Patrick Swayze.
I was going to say, I thought you were saying. Christ. You said he's fine. I'm like, just asking, dude.
Whatever.
I mean, he's not unattractive.
Conor McGregor is funny. His character is funny.
Is he a bad guy?
He's a bad guy. Okay. He's the bad guy that's brought in to fight the new bouncer that kicks everybody's ass.
Is he all like swole?
Oh, wait. Oh, goddamn, he's swole. He's swole.
They
as got, fuck.
Wait, did they get him because he's a fighter? No. I bet that took a lot of study on their part to figure that out.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? We should get a fighter to be in this movie. Matt, that'd be
it's
amazing.
Not goddamn Shakespeare, dude. It's a fucking fight movie.
I know it's
movie.
Not Shakespeare, bro.
It's a fucking fight movie.
Hey, you don't have to shit on everything.
Dude, that's the way culture is now. You have to do that. You have to, or it won't keep up with the algorithm, and the computers will lose their boners, and then nobody will listen. So, I mean, you got to, that's what you got to do. You got to shit on everything.
Let me just say, for all the guys my age that are really pissed off about this movie,
it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. Yeah. It's exactly what it was supposed to be. God damn, I went and saw Godzilla and it wasn't realistic at all. Okay.
It's a giant fucking lizard.
Yeah, it's the same goddamn thing. It was an entertaining hour and a half.
Yeah.
Fine.
There you go.
Done.
Done.
Matthew,
sleep.
You're next. Go.
I got nothing else to offer.
Ooh. Take no prisoners.
Let's go. This one. This is just balls right out of the gate. And thrashy.
This is thrashy, for sure.
Love this riff coming up.
God damn.
Let's lock down the drums.
Squirt my nation. Masturbated. Ejaculated.
God, oh, this has a little bass fill coming up too, right? It's after the next. Yeah, it's after this. Holy shit.
This song doesn't match the first two.
No.
It's different, yeah.
It's kind of like an injection of adrenaline, sort of.
Yeah.
So tight, though.
Yeah.
What time?
Listen to that. He's singing while playing that.
Piper's like following along, like. Take prisoners.
It's insane.
Take no
shit.
Yeah, take no prisoners. Take no.
That's the best chorus I think ever from a Megadeth song.
Yeah.
Take no prisoners.
Take no shit.
Take no shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We will take all shit. Five Magics. I knew. Well, I learned something interesting about Mustaine a couple of years back. Apparently, I think once he got
a witch.
Born again, yeah, he got to where he would not do The Conjuring at all for years.
Oh, didn't play the song.
No, he would not.
Really?
He did not play it. Well, apparently there's actually lyrics in that song that are part of a spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about
and
that
he was
last
just,
time.
Yeah, he was just like, nah, not
last time
doing
we
it.
Did a song.
When he was on Rogan, he talked about that.
But I can't remember if Five Magics kind of tied in with that or if that was like something totally different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think at this point he was trying to go a little more righteous.
Dog of the episode looks comfy.
Of course it does. This is like my sex style. It starts off really intense and then slow down.
Pass out.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the pass out part. This is where I'm trying to build desire. Tease him a little bit. I'm trying to tease him.
Build desire.
With my own five magics.
I try that too.
I can build desire, dude.
Yeah. I can't. I build boredom.
Oh, shit.
I have tears in my eyes.
I like the way this one builds because it's sort of creepy.
Classic Megadeth right here.
All the riffs too.
Yeah.
I like the sound of the bass when it clears this next part.
Yeah.
It's got a very prog vibe to it. That's kind of evil to get into evil sound.
Awesome. Cliff influence.
Yeah. Major.
Here we go.
And begin.
Decimation.
You think?
just the
Not the lead part.
The jumpiness.
Well, the sound of the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
It kind of sounds like
you fuzzy, got crispy.
Yeah, fuzzy.
Subtle Marshall.
Yeah. Fuzz crispiness. I always thought he said Thigh Master.
Thigh Master.
Yeah.
Thigh Master.
So what did he say? So he said alchemy. He said sorcery. What else? I think he said electricity somewhere in there.
Sodomy.
No, magics. Oh. Oh. I mean, sodomy can be magic, especially if she doesn't do butt stuff and you talk her into it. That's fucking magical, dude. But you got to use desire to talk her into it. That's the thing. You can't do it with boredom. You gotta have desire to do that. Because if she's not gonna do butt stuff when she's bored, man. You know what? Now I gotta look up. I gotta find out what the five magics are. And did I tell y'all I might be going on a speed dating excursion?
Oh God!
Fuck yeah!
Video it, dude. Fucking video that. Holy!
I have
shit.
No idea what that's gonna be like, but
fucking awesome is what it's gonna be. But you gotta video it.
It'll be interesting for sure. I'm kind of a little scared now that I'd possibly volunteer to do it because, I don't know. Here we go. Let's see. Alchemy, wizardry, sorcery, thermatology. I got to look that up. And electricity. All right. What the fuck's thermatology? It must be temperature. Or is that a word Dave made up? Oh, the study of heat and the treatment of disease. Interesting. Thermatology.
You know,
I did not know that,
and knowing is half the battle.
All right, so what's the difference between sorcery and wizardry? Or is wizard a dude and sorcerer's like, well, and sorcerers can be dudes too. Let's see, you know what,
dude,
sorcery versus wizard. Here we go. Let's see, sorcerers are distinguished from wizards as having an innate gift with magic as well as having mystical or magical ancestry. Let's see, warlocks are distinguished from wizards as creating forbidden packs with powerful creatures to harness their innate magical gifts. All right, well, you still didn't answer the question. Whatever, okay, so just I was going over the... I was trying to... It's like it's, yeah, it sounds like the dog. I was going to say somebody got a mic on Piper. Piper's like, what? Sorry, I just had to look that up. Crack, right. You open another one there? All right, so that's the end of side one, right?
Side two?
Yes.
Poison was the cure. Oh, yeah. I do miss the elves and bass stuff, man. I really do.
Yeah.
Plus, he had a good bass sound.
It's a very good tone.
Then guitars. Got it on the inside of my pants.
That song totally got overshadowed by.
Yeah, Matthew's sorry. I shook it up as directed, and then I guess I opened it too quick. That was a problem.
Something.
Well, should have waited.
Well, that was a good one.
Did you tap the lid?
Once,
did you
I
tap
think.
The rim?
He didn't.
I didn't tap it enough.
Just a little tap. A little tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap-a-roo.
I should have tapped more. I'm sorry. I came everywhere. Actually, my beer did it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm not taking responsibility, but if you still want me to clean the inside of your underwear, I'll do it.
I bet you will.
Well, I mean, if that's it. Where the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah, will. Wait.
Oh, let right. me adjust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fix the mic.
I got to fluff first.
Fluff. Pre-fluff. This is what it sounds like whenever I ask a lady out. Ready? And go. I always like that riff too.
I want to go back to the speed dating thing.
Yeah.
We totally glossed over that.
Yeah, we'll come back again.
Kind of groovy.
It's like a 1978.
Yeah,
kind of.
Mustang's riffs.
Different vocal.
Always kind of have a T-Rex or Aerosmith kind of flair to them, I think.
But it's a little slower and a different vocal.
Like Godzilla. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Godzilla.
Or BOC, you know what I'm talking about.
And now I gotta know what her name means.
Lucretia?
Yeah.
Maybe she's a she sells pussy.
It means succeed, wealth, or prosperity.
Yeah.
From the Latin pussy. Family name Lucretius. Well, I mean, whores are successful, dude. They're good.
Oldest
Which,
profession
let's be, let's be
in
real.
The world.
All they got to really do, really?
Is clean it.
Open it.
You got to clean it.
I mean, you got to clean it, but it's like really all they got to do is just kind of show up like, all right, I'm ready to go to work. Okay, I got 20 minutes. Hurry up. Come on. Come on. It's ready now. It's, look.
I've been doing the, what do you call them? Audiobooks, obviously. I've talked about
reading
that.
With your mind.
Yeah, in the car.
Your ears.
Game of Thrones. And I just can't get over. I'm like, it's certain things that are in those stories, I'm like, God damn it, I had to stink in there. Like, when they talk about the brothels.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, ugh.
It's like super, super BO.
Yeah, like
well, it's all the time BO because yeah. there's no such thing as deodorant.
But it's tang, it's constant tang, and not in a good way.
And they bath yeah. or shower like once a week if they're rich.
So you get like
if they're fucking poor,
so you got like, soap.
Yeah,
plus
yeah.
you got butt poop crust probably building up in the back. So there's like a little bit of poop mixed in with like not the tang of the BO.
Well, I mean, seriously though.
Seriously,
people back then fucking stunk, man. Jesus Christ!
Well, back then, imagine? I think they fucked just to. Well, think about Genghis Khan. I mean, when he fucked,
oh,
a man, Genghis,
yeah.
It was dirty as shit, man.
He's even, getting like a waft of butt, like
yeah. just,
even 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
even 100 years ago. I mean,
maybe, yeah, and in most of the world, yeah,
yeah,
across the world,
yeah, okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his favorite song.
It is, I think. This riff is so fucking killer. The next one. God damn, that's a good
riff. That is a good riff. Pretty technical.
It's a rock and roll riff.
It's a rock and roll riff.
Yeah, it's like ZZ Top or fucking...
I like the lyrics. It's kind of more punky
yeah.
than metal.
Hanging not for the money.
And then cut time. Yes, it is kind of rock and roll-ish a little bit.
Great song.
Go up 45 seconds.
Can you back it up then?
Nah, that's good.
What's for me to do?
This solo is killer.
Oh, that walks back down into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole part's killer.
Didn't it get like a little harmonized part there?
Yeah. So like Rocky.
Still grooving.
I
like the way they build this too. Yeah.
Harmonies.
I never get sick of the harmonies, ever.
I don't know, this song has a Rocky feel. Like Rocky, like Eye of the Tiger right. Kind of
Adrian,
feel.
I gotta go beat this guy's ass.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that tune. And I swear there's Cliff all over this album.
I swear.
Like Cliff Burton.
Spirit of Cliff.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the classical stuff he does, you know, people, everybody talks about how Mustaine wrote all the riffs. Okay, well, he wrote some of the riffs, but.
A lot of the riffs.
Some of the riffs.
Well, most of the riffs.
Some of the fucking riffs, dude.
At least the first four albums were the riffs.
Dude, fucking the first song anybody ever heard of Metallica did not have Mustaine anywhere near it. And that was Hit the Lights.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure about it, yeah.
I don't know.
He joined the band a year after the fucking Metal Massacre.
I was just thinking about that fucking meme of the guy like, you sure about that?
Oh, I got a new meme. I'm waiting for somebody. I'm not going to mention it. It's in my phone. It's just waiting.
Well, you're waiting to whip it out.
No.
Can't wait.
Fucking great.
If you do, take a screenshot and like put it on display when you get it.
It's almost like Show Me on This Doll where 90s Metallica hurt you. It's not, but it's kind of similar.
It's like that.
It's like
but
that.
It's not.
Yeah.
But it's close.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not. Anyway.
What's up with the speed dating man?
All right. So
yeah, we gotta talk about that.
So I got a
pause on the other Doll
night,
Patrol.
Yeah. So the other night there's a fuck off, dude.
God, I want to
fly
go.
On the wall.
I want to go so bad. Well,
so it was a comedian friend. She's hosting a speed dating thing, and I have no idea what to expect. But I was like, fuck it, it might be fun.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what
you got
the fuck?
A good beard going try. Right now. Yeah. You might get
dude, the ladies like the beard.
Really? Yeah, this you know, one, this is a good beard. Yeah, that's a good look for you.
So
handsome.
So initially I was like, yeah, why not? I might give it a shot. And then, you know, she pings me. She goes, send me three of your best pictures. Also, what's something?
All dick pics.
What's something about yourself?
I would have said three dick pics.
What's something somebody about else's yourself dick, but you I want people said. To know about you or about what they need to come with? Meaning, I guess, like, you know.
My finger.
And I said, let's see. Three pics might take a minute. Three good pics. Most of them are absolutely ludicrous. I'm fixed. So don't come at me with, daddy, I'm pregnant. No, ma'am, young lady, you are not.
Not with mine.
So basically, you don't have to come at me with, you know, pregnancy scare stuff. Because if it's true, it's either immaculate and I'm the second coming, or you're banging somebody else and it's probably theirs.
Matthew, I think what Bill was asking is when is this happening?
Oh, I don't know.
And how can we watch?
I think it's 420-ish around that time. Cool, maybe the 21st-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're recording or not.
All we need is the location.
I will find out more details and share it as
that
I
sounds
know.
Fucking amazing.
It would be interesting because the only whenever I think speed dating, all I think about is that Shane Gillis skit where he's like doing Trump as a speed dater.
Oh yeah,
that one's great. Holy fuck.
I got head. Yeah, it's great.
Dawn Patrol.
Gave birth to something. Oh, that was perfect, dude. The burp and the way the bass came in.
You like that? Same key. I did that on purpose.
Bill needs to make the mega mix of that. That's kind of got Sabbath vibes, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like
Metallica. Sounds like Metallica. Black album Metallica, too.
Oh, what? Like God is the God that failed or something?
Yeah, it does sound like the God that failed.
Yeah.
Writhing.
What is it? The king or something?
The god that failed.
King nothing? Or god that failed, yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like. To me. Two more evolution warnings.
Still we sleepwalk off to work. What do you mean?
Check. Check.
The next part's great. How he goes all British. I love Dave's faux British accent.
It's the best. It's totally the best. Pretending
not to notice. Notice.
The bonus. The greenhouse in effect. Our environment was
rat.
Rat. We laugh. You know. As I read our epitaph.
Oh, it's funny that Ellison wrote that. It's all bass.
Well, I mean,
okay. And
well, the tambourine guy was on vacation, dude. He couldn't write it.
Is there an album without him on it?
What?
There's a couple.
Ellison?
Yeah.
He got kicked out twice.
Not officially until I think after Dystopia, which I think was 2016.
Okay.
I think after that was when he got booted out for. Doing
sending dick pics weird. To a 16-year-old.
I think he was doing the whole like screen and like video chatting with someone and doing this, which I'm like, you can do that and just keep it right on your face. Like they don't even have to see the hog.
But still.
You know what? Dudes are going to be
I don't
dudes,
know
man.
If he knew her age, so I'm not going to judge.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody can easily lie and say I'm 18 or 20 or whatever the fuck, especially over the internet.
Well, if it's age of consent, then really there should be no issue.
Right. And I think the state she lived in was an age of consent thing. It's still, in my opinion, wrong.
Well, technically, not until you're, I mean, technically, keep that shit until you're 18. That way you don't have any legal woes. But I mean, if they're of age of consent, then it's not.
Look, I ain't going to judge. He didn't fucking hurt anybody physically. No. So
and it was really nobody else's business. In fact, it probably could have helped, you know, promotion wise, maybe. But I don't know. I guess Dave built. Spent years building the brand and didn't want to fuck
right.
up with
and
that.
I get that because that's a it's a product.
Fair enough.
Yeah, can't fuck your product up. So anyway, we're not judging. No. Dave, we love your bass work on the album and
indeed.
Nothing else
and
to
all
say
the
about
albums.
That. Let's go.
Yeah.
Rust.
This is kind of it's not really thrashy, but it kind of gives you that sort of it's still like Ace. Sure, name of this.
Bass. Bass shoulder shuffle.
Yeah.
Huge. Oh my God! Look.
China.
Oh. discharge my payload. Busy the singer with that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? This album probably really, if you took So Far So Good and just threw it in the garbage and had this right after Peace Sells, it would have made more sense.
I like So Far So Good.
I don't not like it. I'm just saying progression-wise, it'd be kind of like bringing like Death Magnetic maybe even after Justice. It kind of would have made progressively, it would have made sense.
I thought of something funny while I was listening to that. The wife went to one of those metal fests. I don't know if it was Mayhem. It was one I didn't go to for whatever reason, but they played right before the headliner. I want to say the headliner was either Disturbed or Godsmack.
Meaning Megadeth?
Yeah. They were right before the headliner. And my wife, MG, came home and said, God, you know, they were really good, but the singer just like, he just stands there, you know.
He's kind of busy.
And I'm like,
doing a lot.
Listen to what that motherfucker's playing on guitar while he's singing.
Yeah, you can't really have a shitload of, you know, like, and to be fair, even Hetfield back in the day, it was kind of amazing to see how active he could be
playing and singing
as fucking fast as he was playing and singing over that. But it's like, those riffs are not
Hetfield's riffs are more chugging, you know.
That's a lot of detail.
That's like fucking lead guitar.
That's like, okay, I don't want to shake around too much and get vertigo and fuck up my fingerings and all this stuff. It's like you got to focus more. So
you know, I've been listening to that Metallica audiobook. The first one was Birth School Metallica Death. That was basically from their birth until
the Black Cliff Album. Era, right?
Yeah, up to the beginning of the Black Album. And, you know, after they recorded Justice, they were like, those songs are too fucking hard to play live. You know, I mean, as a band, they were just like, where can we go from there? Like,
well, you max out. I mean, it's like, what else can you do? I mean, once you've progressed as far as
all our songs are 9 minutes long, they have 15 riffs in it, they're hard to fucking play, and we're playing them live. And, you know, so what they did is, and I always thought this, I don't think I was ever told, but they went back and listened to AC/DC and the Misfits and all these bands that did 4 minute, 5 minute songs that were heavy. And that's where the Black Album came from. Basically, they were just like, why are we doing this?
Plus, they were also, by that point, they were in their late 20s. So they're already kind of, you know,
they're over the teenage angst and trying to prove.
It's like, all right, we don't have any shit to prove to the world anymore. So it's like, you know, we're going to write fucking smaller songs.
But I don't think Dave ever went through that. I think Dave's attitude has been, I'm going to be the most technical, the fastest, you know.
Well, to be fair, and I don't even think it's a to be fair thing, but when Countdown to Extinction came out, because that was like the year after.
Good one too.
That was the year after the Black Album.
Right.
But once Metallica did the Black Album, it was the in vogue thing to be every interview you would read with anybody during that period. It was, you know, well, we really wanted to, it's my best Dave Mustaine impression. We really wanted to strip it back, you know, we really wanted to kind of, you know, not do like so many technical things, but, you know, we tried to, you know, streamline it back a little, make it a little more.
Because that's just where music went, though. I think, Pearl Jam.
But I think that's part of it with the Black Album, especially in metal. It was good production quality.
The mainstream.
Make the songs a little cleaner and a little more simple. And
so because I was listening, reading that book, I went back and watched A Year and a Half in the Life of Metallica.
That's a good documentary.
It's a great documentary where they're recording the first parts, they're recording the Black Album.
We need to do like a video review. I don't know how
we would do it.
Or we just talk about it.
That's sketchy. You know what? The entire Year and a Half in the Life of Metallica is on YouTube now. where fans are posting it. Yeah, so it must be, I don't know if it's public
domain.
Domain.
We could put it on Patreon.
Yeah, we could put it on Patreon. Yeah.
True.
Let's do a movie dive. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be different. Do like the old...
oh, God, the best is when they're on tour with Guns N' Roses.
Roadhouse.
Yeah. On the new one.
Jeff Healey.
All right. No, the new one has a bunch of different bands. Yeah. Some hot chicks, though.
Hot chicks are good.
No boobs, though.
Big fan.
I don't remember any boobs. The first one had boobs.
That's what Instagram's for, bro. Boobs and roast beef sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lots of those.
All right. Well, I think we're...
there's a chance.
A little bit. Maybe.
All
right. I'm sorry I came all over the table. I'm going to have to get a wet wipe because it's going to be sticky in a little bit.
I still have a little right here.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'll just...
Lambele.
I'm just going to lick it up later.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's do it. Empty the balls and
I don't think we can change anything here.
Nah, let's don't do it.
That album's perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't need to fuckify it.
And thank you again to Daryl's Whammy Bar and
the Darius.
Mighty Darius.
Fucking and all you other fucks.
That's right. All 10 other rest of you.
Yes.
10 other rest of you.
We love you.
10 listeners can't be wrong.
10 listeners cannot. And we're coming up on the Mighty Mighty 250.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to plan something. And
I got to plan something big for that.
And master.
We got to let Trip
Rain. It's got to be Master
that, Rain. 86. Right? 86 death match could be tremendous for 250.
Oh, man.
I just want to do the...
It's two different albums.
I just want to go, death match! Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's like completely different albums. It's two.
Yeah.
We'll have to cook up something good for that. That might even be like a... Because that might be a two-parter, too.
Possibly. Really, what we should have done was Justice and Master.
There's always an...
Because that makes more sense,
we
right?
could do whatever the fuck we want.
Because
we
have Blood is...
We have the power.
Yeah.
It's Rain and Blood is the best thrash album ever. Ever.
Here we go.
Poor Dave, man. He's just totally getting sidetracked with Metallica and Slayer. It's like, why don't you guys give me a chance just to be able to do my thing, man?
Fucker.
Rain and Blood is the best thrash album ever made, bar none.
Sensing a Bud.
Master of Puppets is the best heavy metal album ever made, bar none.
It's a thrash album.
Fuck yeah.
It's not. No, you just demoted it when you said heavy metal. It's a thrash album.
Is it?
It's a fucking thrash album.
Ride the Lightning is a thrash album. Is Master of Puppets a thrash
There's
album?
There's more thrashy stuff on Master of Puppets. Damage Inc.
Disposable
Heroes.
Fight Fire with Fire.
Battery.
Creeping Death.
Yeah, but that's like...
Fast Part and Sanitarium.
Heavy metal to me is like Metal Church and Dio and...
Black Album.
And Black Album. That's
the
metal.
Thing
that's
that should
metal.
Not be.
I think you
that's
bit
a
off
great song.
You bit off
is
more than
my favorite
you
songs
heavy
on the
metal.
Album. Yeah,
Master of Puppets is a heavy. Is it a thrash?
It's a slowed down thrash. It's on a thrash
it's
album.
Heavy metal.
I think Russell's bit off more than he could chew.
You know what? I think we're gonna have a good time with that one. Yeah. Say we have discussion. That's what it's about. And y'all are
bit
fucking
off
wrong.
More than you could chew, man.
Y'all are wrong.
Well, on that note, we'll keep that as a teaser.
One thrash song.
No, okay. The end of one
Wait,
is
what? It.
Is one a thrash song? No, yeah.
Is it the on a thrash album?
The last minute.
Is it on a thrash album?
Yeah. Well, is Injustice for All a thrash album? It's a heavy metal album.
Well, what the fuck is it? Is it blues? Is it? What, I mean,
it's
is it hip hop.
It's heavy
is
metal.
It?
It's
two thrash songs.
Death?
Two thrash songs.
Is it death?
Two thrash songs on the album. Injustice for All.
Yo, man, Injustice for All is the best hip hop album I ever heard of.
Dyer's Eve and Blackened are thrash songs. What else on that album is thrash?
Well, what is thrash then?
It's that fast fucking.
It's fast and nasty.
What is thrash? What is thrash? See Rain and Blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess there's no reason to do the 86 death match now.
No, we're doing it, you fucks. Goddamn,
we figured it all out.
Fucking dickheads.
All right. On that note, we got to clean up the mess here, and not just Russell's opinions, but. But my mess specifically because I came everywhere. Sorry. Here we go. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us and keep an eye out for the Patreon. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Darius.
Thank you
guys.
Hey, thank you
for being here.
You and you.
Because without you both, all three of
God
us, we couldn't
get me
do
all
it.
Fucking misty now.
Sorry, man. It happens.
Love you.
So bye. Basically,
out here.
Basically, make whistle.
Hello, everyone. This is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.
You got to do the mouth.
I love the way this builds, too.
So tight, though. Yeah. You spewed on me.
If you still want me to clean the inside of your underwear, I'll do it.
That's a mouthful.
My balls fell asleep. It's all bullshit. There's no moon. Well, this isn't the pass out part. This is where I'm trying to build desire. I'm sorry I came all over the table. I'm going to have to get a wet wipe because this is going to be sticky in a little bit. I got it on the inside of my pants.